Now we're going to speak to someone who has experienced addiction firsthand. Lisa P., initial only, is a recovering compulsive spender and shoplifter. Lisa, thank you for being with us on News.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Let's start with this. Do you think that you have an addictive personality?
I'm certain I do.
And how are you certain of that?
Well, my father was an alcoholic, and I feel that it's an inherited thing. I believe my first addiction was, as a high school student, I started running track and cross country, and I ran excessively, 3 times a day, 5 miles, 10 miles, 15, 20, and if I didn't run, I didn't feel good. And then when I was injured, I had knee surgery, I was introduced to Demerol, and I liked the way that felt. And because I couldn't run, I developed an eating disorder because I was afraid I was going to gain weight. And these were all before I was 20 years old.
Now, you turned your compulsive behavior eventually turned to compulsive spending and eventually shoplifting. Is that right?
Right.
What happened?
I saw something. Originally, it was shoplifting. I saw something I wanted. I couldn't afford it. So I took it. I felt, you know, I was entitled to it because, you know, I had had multiple surgeries on my legs by that time. And I felt I suffered, and I deserved it more than anybody else. And this kind of thinking got me in trouble because I was not a good shoplifter.
And how did you turn into a compulsive spender?
Well, I think because, you know, I got caught shoplifting, and I knew I needed help, and I knew I had this type of personality, and I was getting help with that, but and avoiding that, but it popped up in a different way that, you know, I would, you know, spend money on things that I didn't need, that I wanted, and I would find creative ways to pay for them so nobody knew.
Now, you got help, is that right?
Right.
And you are no longer an addictive personality?
Oh,
or
no.
You are a controlled addictive personality?
I am in recovery, and I will always be in recovery.
What did it take to get you to where you are now?
Getting arrested, trying to get pain pills when I didn't need them, and, you know, the doctors questioning me, my husband threatening to leave me, my children, you know, not, you know, making fun of me, looking down on me because of what I did, and I embarrassed everybody.
So when you go in, if you go into a store now, let's say, how are you able to control the urges that you may still have and not act on them in a negative way the way that you once did?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you, I'm human, and I slipped. I run it as a 12-step program and try to take it a day at a time. When I go into the store, I go with not a purse, specific amount of money in my pocket, and a specific list. I also write notes on my hand in like a code that only I know to remind me of this all the time. I don't try anything on, and I don't go mall shopping like I like to. I try to go in and out of the store. And like I say, you know, especially with the compulsive spending and things, I've slipped. I've been free of shoplifting for over a year now, and I'm really proud of that because that was very hard to break. And I feel only because of people like Gary and others that have worked with us and the support of others like myself. And I have a lot to say about that. That is the most important thing. You can't do it alone.
You need to have help. Now, I wanted to ask you one more thing about going shopping now.
Sure.
And under control. Do you use credit cards or do
No.
you only take cash?
My husband took the credit cards away from me, which is good. I only use cash because before I was fine. If I wanted something that was very expensive and didn't want anyone to know, I could use a credit card, a check, and cash and sort of spread it around. But, you know, my husband, my family caught me on that one. And with the advent of the Internet, you don't even have to go out of your home.
That's true. How do you feel, Lisa, how do you feel about yourself now?
Well, I'm trying to get my self-worth back. I feel really low on myself because of everything I've done. And it's going to take time. And I can tell my husband and my family that I'm ready to stop. But it's only by what I do. And they're only going to believe me when they see that I'm working a good program. You know, they're not seeing money disappear here and there. And they're only going to trust me then. And then when they trust me, I will feel more worthy.
How long have you been in recovery?
On various things. I started, in the 1930s, I believe, the AA program was formed. And using that program in various aspects, I've been in recovery since 1994. But, like I said, I have slipped, and I've, luckily gone back with it. And, like I said, with the support of people like myself, that's what keeps me on the straight road.
Is this something that you talk about with your friends, and obviously you do with your family, or is it something that you try to keep to yourself as much as possible, although you're on national radio today?
With certain friends, I do talk about this, and I try to help others that I find have this problem that will admit it, and I do run a 12-step program. I'm the coordinator for a 12-step program, so I'm used to talking about it.
All right, Lisa, thank you so much, and good luck with your continued recovery.
Thank you so much.
Lisa P. is a recovering compulsive spender. Next on News and Notes, Brett Favre is jetting east to his new home in New York. Bill Roden has the latest on the late night trade. And we'll talk to former CBS broadcaster Mark McEwen about his new book, Change in the Weather, Life After Stroke.